This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Welcome to your Monday as we post this for Monday, August 15th. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast launched Season 7 on August 1st, thanks to the generosity of our returning sponsor, Hooters. In the greater Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com for the location closest to you and for easy online ordering from any location in the greater Tampa Bay area. Bill Curry Ford has been writing $1,000 checks to winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues for the last few years. They will do that again in 2022. If you're in the market for a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned Ford vehicle or a make and model that is not necessarily Ford but is certified pre-owned on Sean Sullivan's lot. He is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. He'd love to talk to you. Go find him at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay for generations. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com until further notice. Like I said, this is episode 11. I ended episode 12 acknowledging that many of you with these podcasts are waiting to hear player opinions, player news, and what I said was, we have plenty of time. I'm going to do 55 episodes, thanks to Hooters, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast this year, minimum. I think last year we got up to 58. We might have even gotten to 60. Right now, we're on an almost daily basis talking about something, and your drafts are still weeks away. I've got a lot to cover, and there's plenty of time to get into player analysis and various topics related to specific players. But to scratch your itch a little bit for this episode, and I'll admit I record these in advance for now to stay ahead of the game, and also because I'm feeling better than I did the previous few days after catching the Disney flu, trying to get out of Epcot when a big thunderstorm hit a week removed. I want to talk about Matthew Berry. Now, Matthew Berry and I are not on a first-name basis. We are friends on Facebook. Some of you may be friends with him on Facebook as well. I worked for ESPN. He worked past tense for ESPN. There's news there. If you're not aware, basically the guy who was the face of fantasy football at ESPN is no longer with them. And this sort of follows the playbook of really good, popular people who have left ESPN over time. Matthew Berry is the latest. He built a brand at ESPN. And his departure was handled very well, at least publicly, both by him and by the company. We have since learned that Berry, he says he's coming home, is now with NBC. And the NBC partners that I have used and often quoted here, which used to fall under the term Roto World, in recent years, you could find it under NBCSportsEdge.com. And I just wanted to acknowledge Matthew Berry changing jobs. I hope it serves him well. And read something he wrote before I actually give you his preseason positional rankings for quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and then we'll just talk about his top tight ends and how they may fit in our wide receiver tight end flex rankings, because that's all that matters to us. Berry had a specific paragraph in this write-up about his positional rankings for the preseason that falls in line with something that I've been stressing and talking about here for the now 7 years I've been doing this for you. Here's the paragraph, verbatim. Finally, as you've likely noticed when you clicked on this link, a paywall didn't come up. These ranks, he mentioned something else, and in fact, all, in caps, of my written content will be 100% free. Clearly, that's as big of a deal to Matthew Berry as it is to me. And I've made a point of this to all of you, that the more popular fantasy football has gotten over the years, the more frustrating it is to me that I cannot simply demand it online and get it, whether it is written or spoken. And considering the eyeballs that are on fantasy football connected directly to the NFL, and with the majority of games on over-the-air television, and I know this year in the NFL we moved to a streaming service exclusively for most Thursday night games, not the opener and not the Thanksgiving Day game. And potentially there's going to be a playoff game there too, probably not next year, but probably starting next year. Probably not this year, but probably starting next year. I get it, but this is Matthew Berry taking a shot at Disney and ESPN because he felt too much of his fantasy content was not available for his fans. This also goes back to what I thought was a potential turning point in his relationship with his company. His very unique, corny, fun, informative, The Fantasy Show, 30-minute TV show, aired for an entire year on ESPN2, and then it went to ESPN+. And that's about the time I said goodbye to it. And from what I saw, it wasn't the same. It didn't look the same. It didn't have the same length. It didn't have the same feel. I'm not saying it was Matthew's fault that it felt different. But it wasn't a half-hour show I could watch every day instead of loudmouth with opinion battling loudmouth with opinion. Why ESPN didn't feel that we, the fantasy fans, were enough of an audience for that show when there was all this other shit that they were showing in the afternoons, most of it where it's just survival of the loudest, was bullshit. I agree with Matthew, and back to square one here. That's why this podcast is free. That's why every fantasy league I've commissioned is free. When I tell you Bill Curry Ford writes the check, there is no entry fee to play. They write a check to the winner. That's it. There is no payment structure, there are no dues, there are no fees. I think fantasy football should be fun and should be free. Now, I know a lot of you play it for money. That is your choice. I do not play fantasy football for money in season-long leagues, and I've cut back on my daily play. I'll occasionally talk about it here or use some DraftKings rankings. I play more golf on DraftKings than I play football now. And it's served me equally well. But I love the season-long league. I love what they represent. I love the escape it gives me, the skin in the game it gives me, the pride. I love the $1,000 check I won from Bill Curry Ford last year for winning the podcast league, now titled the Federation. But as Matthew Berry said, I have been saying as well. Content, the majority of it should be free, and all the content you get from me will always be free. And I know there are other people doing what I do, and they want to charge you for it. And here's my message to them. Sell your fucking content to a sponsor. Get the sponsor to pay for it. Take that step. Don't take the easy way out and charge every one of the people who want your content. Find one or two sponsors and have them pay you for what you need to be paid for. Take that off your audience. Allow them to enjoy your work for free. That's what I do here. So for those of you that hear me talk about Hooters and Bill Curry Ford, and there's going to be another one, and you're like, here goes Todd again. Yeah, that's so you don't have to pay for it. Give me that minute or two or three. Because if you didn't, we probably wouldn't be connecting. Because you don't want to pay for this, do you? I don't want you to pay for it. I'm proud that Hooters does. I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful Bill Curry Ford has written a $1,000 check to Rob Wright, a $1,000 check to Tony Tega, a $1,000 check to me right around the time I bought a new car from them. And I also won the league. Better them than you. Because to me, that's the way it should work. And it seems like Matthew Berry agrees. So I'm looking here on this particular page, and I see a pop-up ad. And I see another pop-up ad. Is that it? Just two? There's just two. That's it. I'm not clicking on them. They're not running. One is for one of the four biggest companies in the world right now. And one is for an automobile manufacturer. Fine. I see it. I acknowledge it. It's not obtrusive. In this case, they paid for me to look at Matthew Berry's preseason positional rankings. I'm glad that I've kept my promise to you, just as I did on a podcast over a year ago now, where I told you, yeah, I have opinions on what is going on in the world. And there's a lot of shit going on in the world that I don't necessarily agree with. But that's not why you listen to me. So I'll keep you out of it. I've kept that promise, as well as the promise that anything I do fantasy-wise for you, you will not pay for. Thanks to Hooters, thanks to Bill Curry Ford, and soon one more, I will keep my promise through all of 2022. Well done, also Matthew Berry. We'll stop here. We'll come back tomorrow and talk about Matthew Berry's top players' preseason rankings by the key three positions that we play in the leagues I commission, and just his top handful of tight ends. We'll do that tomorrow. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, and we'll talk to you next time.